Justices from across the ideological spectrum appear likely to prevent Florida and Texas from implementing laws that would restrict social media giants from removing certain political or controversial posts. According to the SCOTUS blog, the Supreme Court justices weighed whether or not the state governments can set rules for how social media platforms curate their content under implications for the future of free speech online under the First Amendment on February 26th. During the 4 hours of arguments, justices suggested that the law did violate the First Amendment right because they infringe on the ability of big companies such as Facebook and YouTube to make decisions about the content that appears on their platforms. Justices Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and John Roberts all agreed that the First Amendment protects editorial discretion of company platforms. Meanwhile, Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito expressed their worry about whether the platforms were truly engaging in good faith editorial practices or if they were censors in certain viewpoints. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill in 2021 aiming to hold social media companies accountable for their moderation decisions online. According to the Washington Post, the bill would bar internet companies from suspending political candidates in the run-up for elections and make it easier for people to bring up lawsuits when they think tech companies have acted unfairly. Similarly, in 2022, Texas rolled out a law that bars social media companies from removing posts based on the user's political ideology. Both laws passed were set to address allegations that social media companies use their power to censor conservative point of views by imposing strict limits. When discussing the matter, justices agreed that the law would remain blocked and the cases will likely return to lower courts. Some First Amendment scholars state that most of the justices seem to grasp the nuances at the stake in the case. Gautam Han, associate director of Cornell's Law School's First Amendment Clinic, said in a statement with the Washington Post, quote, "The arguments today demonstrate many of the justices' awareness that while these state laws have significant problems, allowing the companies to escape any kind of regulation creates severe democratic challenges," end quote. Alongside them, Hamil Hafar, the executive director of Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University, agreed, quote, "While it's hard to predict how the court will rule, many of the justices seem to recognize that it would be unconstitutional to hand to the government the unfettered power to dictate what can be said on private platforms," end quote. As social media giants struggle to balance free expression online and making their platforms safe and attractive for everyday users, the court's ruling will heavily impact the strategy tech giants have used to curate their platforms. Thank you for listening. This is Ashley Sagat with KCSB News.